Aunt Violet pranced around the kitchen.
"I can't wait to tell Elvira Oleander the news," she said.
Her blueberry muffin sprayed crumbs, but Aunt Violet didn't seem to care.
"That'll show the old sourpuss. Good fortune is smiling upon us. Rue, can you believe it? We're going to Iceland!"
Aunt Violet took a bite from what little remained of the muffin. Aunt Rue was actually grinning. Will had never seen her slather so much butter on a muffin, and it was her third muffin. He managed to muster a smile, even if it was a small, sickly smile, then picked up the letter from the table gingerly, the culprit letter spelling most certain disaster. He hoped Sophie had a plan because his mind was blank as the leftover plate of the moon visible through the kitchen window. It was as if the clouds, threadbare in the noonday sun, had scrubbed the moon spotless. A bare, empty, germ-free spotless, the kind that wipes out any good ideas you've ever had before or might ever have again. And Sophie, her eyeglass frames had turned from a clear, hard icicle shine to mud brown. She was obviously going to be no help at all. Will turned back to the letter, still hoping there had been some huge, giant, enormous mistake. Maybe they really hadn't won after all. Maybe there was a way out. Or maybe it was all a joke.
"Dear Madam Isidore, it is our great pleasure to inform you your name has been chosen as the winner of the Perfect Products Annual Mystery Prize Trip, an all-expenses-paid trip for 2 adults and 2 children. To claim the prize, you must show the original pink contract for your purchase from Perfect Products and answer a skill testing question. Iceland, the land of the midnight sun and northern lights, otherworldly landscapes desolate and beautiful as the moon, bubbling geysers, volcanoes, polar caves, and black lava deserts. The Icelandic sagas live on today, heroic stories, magical and supernatural, to warm the heart and chill your bones. And with so many museums, galleries, music festivals, and cultural events, rest assured you'll enjoy a fabulous trip to Iceland filled with Galdur, all courtesy of Perfect Products Incorporated. And remember our motto,
Praemonitus praemunitus,
forewarned is forearmed. Kær kveðja, kind regards, Húðrún Helgadóttir.
A fabulous trip to Iceland filled with Galdur. But what did that word, Galdur, mean? Between that and the forewarned is forearmed, plus everything he and Sophie knew about Iceland from the great explorer Vitellus Albumen, going on this trip was clearly a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad idea. The day Vitellus Albumen had visited Mage Tibor's cartology class, he had told them all about Iceland, a place as bleak and wild, uninhabited, and desolate as anywhere on Earth could possibly be. No man, no woman, no child, no bird, no living creature for miles around. The line between sea and sky, invisible. Hot belches bubble from the belly of the earth, he had said, and scorching volcanoes smolder for hundreds of years. Restless spirits circle around unwary travelers and pull them down into deep chasms. A rocky place as forsaken as moonscape. The stink of rotting eggs wherever you go. And the sand is black, black as the ashes of bones. Clearly, Iceland was the worst place on the planet. Vitellus Albumen was also one of the few people in the world who had seen a flaming firebird in the wilds of Iceland and lived to tell the tale. He had even managed to bring back several toxic blue firebird eggs from an abandoned nest.